Hare Krishna. So now Krishna is talking about what is the difference and relation of sannyas and yoga in shloka number 2. Let's see that now.
Yam sannyasam iti prahur yogam tam vidhi pandava nahi asanyastak sankalpo yogi bhavati kaschana.
So here it is said, yam sannyasam iti prahur. So what is called renunciation? You should know that yogam tam vidhi. You should know that it is the same as yoga. O Pandava, O the son of Pandu. Then he says, na yogi bhavati kaschana. So, for one cannot become a yogi if he asanyasta sankalpo, if he has not yet renounced the desire for sense gratification. Now again, here Krishna has made the point very, very clear that a sannyasi and a yogi, there is not much difference. They are actually the same. Now what is basically sannyas? The person gives up the results for fruitive action. He gives up that results. He is no more interested in the results of the fruitive action. First. And when it comes to a yogi, now his mind is not at all dwelling on the desire of enjoying the sense objects. So if you properly analyze, both are same. Both are actually talking about sense gratification. So one should avoid sense gratification. Not to be a sannyasi or a yogi. That's what is the point that is made here. Now, how can this particular thing be translated to our life as bhakti yogis? Let's try to understand that. One should know his constitutional position as living entity and act accordingly. This is what will help us, you know, to achieve this particular stage that we are talking. The living entity has no separate independent identity. He is the marginal energy of the Lord. When he is entrapped by material energy, he is conditioned, and when he is Krishna conscious or aware of spiritual energy, then he is in his real and natural state of life. So basically, there are three energies of the Lord. Internal energy, marginal energy, and external energy. So internal energy is the spiritual realm. External energy is the prakriti or the material energy that we see. And we are actually tathashta, that is marginal. So now, it's very nicely given here that we don't have any independent identity as such. We are marginal energy of whom? Of the Lord. We are part and parcel of Krishna. Now, two things are given here. One, when he's entrapped by material energy, that is, when marginal energy is entrapped by the external energy or material energy, he's conditioned. He's conditioned in this world. And then, when he's Krishna conscious, when someone practices bhakti, then what happens? He is actually under the spiritual energy or the internal energy of the Lord. And in such a state, he is in real and natural state of life. Because that will be his natural setup, natural situation. When one is in complete knowledge, one ceases all material sense gratification or renounces all kinds of sense gratificatory activities. This is practiced by the yogis who restrain the senses from material attachment. But a Krishna consciousness person has no opportunity to engage his senses in anything which is not for the purpose of Krishna. So what happens in this system of Ashtanga Yoga is, the person artificially tries to renounce all the sense objects. Now it's very difficult. Now we cannot imagine, senses are meant to be in touch with sense objects, and this person is artificially trying to separate both of them. So it's very difficult. But then when it comes to a bhakti yogi, it's very simple. Why? Because a bhakti yogi's only duty or only thing that he does is this, that he engages his senses in what? In purpose for Krishna, for serving Krishna, for giving pleasure to Krishna. So it becomes very easy because all his senses are directed towards giving pleasure to Krishna. Senses are coming in touch with sense objects not for sense gratification but to give gratification to Krishna. So, for a Krishna conscious person to get detached from the sense objects is very, very easy. And then it is given here, a Krishna conscious person is simultaneously a sannyasi and a yogi. And I started this video with the definition of sannyasi and a yogi, the one who is not interested in sense gratification. So a Krishna conscious person is not interested in sense gratification. What is he interested in? He is interested to gratify the senses of Krishna, to give pleasure to Krishna. So he is simultaneously a sannyasi and a yogi. Doesn't matter, he is at home or he is in the office or wherever he is, still he will be a sannyasi and a yogi. And that's an amazing thing about practicing bhakti. Then it is given the purpose of knowledge and of restraining the senses as prescribed in the jnana and yoga process is automatically served in Krishna consciousness. If one is unable to give up the activities of his selfish nature, then jnana and yoga are of no avail. The real aim is for the living entity to give up all selfish satisfaction and to be prepared to satisfy the Supreme. So suppose a jnana yogi, basically the sannyasi that we are talking about, and a yogi, that ashtanga yogi, if suppose their hearts are not purified, if suppose they have some, in the first sloka we talked about, that if suppose they have some self-interest, it means their hearts are dirty, hearts are contaminated. So they will never be able to attain perfection in that particular yoga process. It will be very, very difficult. They will fail actually, very, very badly they will fail. But then when it comes to a Krishna conscious person, there is no question of any self-interest. Why? Because each and every activity of his is now dovetailed towards Krishna, for Krishna's satisfaction, for Krishna's pleasure. So it is said that a Krishna conscious person has no desire for any kind of self-enjoyment. He is always engaged for the enjoyment of the Supreme. All purposes are perfectly served by the practice of Krishna consciousness. So all the criterias now which are there for all the different yoga systems, including Ashtanga Yoga, are very nicely served in Krishna consciousness. Because that root, that is sense gratification, that itself is removed in Krishna consciousness. And that is replaced by service to Krishna, giving pleasure to Krishna. And the best way to give pleasure to Krishna is chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And we mold our entire day and all the activities centering around Krishna, and automatically all the people, be it people in the family or be it people who are bachelors or be it people who are in the old age, everyone actually are at the level of yogis and sannyasis in Krishna consciousness. Now let's try to understand more details of Ashtanga Yoga. Now Krishna is going to explain about the two levels those are there in Ashtanga Yoga. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.